Date 1, to the rescue. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 7. Opening prayer. A New Day by Allison Kane. Hints of morning twilight are slowly erased by the rising sun. The glory of a new day is gently dawning in slow motion. A new day full of mystery, expectations, and lingering hope from past miracles, experienced but not forgotten. A new day of boundless possibilities, unimaginable grace, and a steady flow of possibilities. A new day to hold fast to ancient assurances given by a constant God who is, was, and always will be. A new day to choose surrender over self, embrace uncertainty, and a willingness to be led to places we would never choose to go. Whatever comes in this ordinary day, the reminder that laughter is great medicine, we are never alone. Our tears are written on scrolls, number of hairs accounted for, and the ultimate sacrifice was made on our behalf, cradles us close as we await the conclusion of this mysterious day. And then, just as the morning twilight was erased by the rising sun, the night comes nonchalantly, but with deliberate grace and promised rhythm once again. From vibrant sun to twinkling stars, stars that seem to hold the place of the sun as it rests until morning, so it can rise with the promise once again. The promise of light always comes. His mercies are new every morning, and his rhythm of creation is steady and secure, just like his great love. Scripture reading, 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 7, from the ESV. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 7, Message Translation. All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah. Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times, and before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times, so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us. We have plenty of hard times that come from following the Messiah, but no more so than the good times of his healing comfort. We get a full measure of that too. When we suffer for Jesus, it works out for your healing and salvation. If we are treated well, given a helping hand and encouraging word, that also works to your benefit, spurring you on, face forward, unflinching. Your hard times are also our hard times. When we see that you're just as willing to endure the hard times as to enjoy the good times, we know you're going to make it. No doubt about it. Closing prayer. Find Me, Lord, by Ted Loader, Guerrillas of Grace. O Eternal One, it would be easier for me to pray if I were clear and of a single mind and a pure heart. If I could be done hiding from myself and from you, even in my prayers. But I am who I am, mixture of motives and excuses, blur of memories, quiver of hopes, knot of fear, tangle of confusion, and restless with love for love. I wander somewhere between gratitude and grievance, wonder and routine, high resolve and undone dreams, generous impulses and unpaid bills. Come, find me, Lord. Be with me exactly as I am. Help me find me, Lord. Help me accept what I am so I can begin to be yours. Make of me something small enough to snuggle, young enough to question, simple enough to giggle, old enough to forget, foolish enough to act for peace, skeptical enough to doubt the sufficiency of anything but you, and attentive enough to listen as you call me out of the tomb of my timidity into the chancy glory of my possibilities and the power of your presence. Amen.